It was the soggy soundtrack of 2011.
A flood warning, a flash flood warning in effect.
Water is still running high. There is no place for the water to go.
We've seen six major floods since Governor Christie has been elected.
Sierra Club New Jersey Director Jeff Tittle.
If we keep developing in the highlands and we keep building in along stream banks and filling in wetlands, you know, in places like Bound Brook, they're going to need snorkels, because no matter what we do with, flood control projects, the more water comes down from upstream, the harder it is to deal with, the more flooding we're going to have.
They built the Pompton Lake Dam 5 years ago to prevent flooding in Oakland. People upstream, though, say now they get all the water. And when rivers rise, Baykeeper Debbie Mann says the runoff can be toxic.
From lawns, from golf courses, all the fertilizers we put on our lawns, the stuff we throw out our car windows that goes into the storm drains, that all goes right into the river.
New Jersey has more miles of streams that are considered degraded for pollution as a percentage of the state than any state in the nation. We only have 23 out of almost 600 watersheds that are considered healthy by the EPA, and only one real stream that actually meets all the drinkable, swimmable, fishable standard from the Clean Water Act, and that's Flatbrook up by the Delaware Water Gap.
And we are consuming that water in ways we don't even know, from Budweiser to Tylenol, from minoxidil to Goya beans. Some want a water tax to upgrade the runoff systems.
You know, you realize how important it is for New Jersey to have clean water.
But to put a tax, even a small tax, on the water supply would drive up the cost of these products.
But it would almost be one, you would cap it for commercial. It would more be for residential. And what we found, for the cost of about less than 3 cents a day per person, we could come up with enough money to actually meet a lot of these challenges.
But there are success stories from that first Earth Day all those years ago. This weekend is Shad Fest, celebrating the return of shad to the Delaware River.